the greatest rock songs of all time. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Sie hören eine Sendung von Weekend Music Radio, ausgestrahlt aus Schottland zur Welt auf Kurzwelle.
From a very tall tower on a very big hill.
Weekend Music Radio,
broadcasting
Scotland.
To the universe.
And a very good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be listening in the world. It is WMR playing Lee Ritenour.
Ooh, I feel a chill since I looked in your eyes. The door is wide open to my heart and it's cold inside. It's cold inside. I feel a draft blowing right through my soul. Something has me frozen in my tracks when I talk to you. When I talk to you. When I talk to you.
Unusual track for me to start my program with, this part of the program anyway. Lee Ritenour, Turn the Heat Up, a song we used to hear way back in 1988 on a station called Kiss FM from Monaghan Town over in Ireland. What a great station that was, one of the best stations ever to come out of the Irish Republic. Weekend Music Radio, probably around 6400 on the 48-meter band, playing some Sheila B. Devotion. Hi there, I'm Jack, and I'm here for the next little while. Also coming along a bit later on, during the course of this show, should be Jim. And he's going to be sailing in at some point.
sweet with the kiss on the hand protects us all at the ready to answer a call. And his own special way, he is gentle and kind, of oppression hates love in his eyes.
Obviously, old Jack has chosen the wrong version of that one. Sheila B, Devotion, Spacer, and that one being the 12-inch version. These 12-inch things, remember those from the discotheques? They used to sort of drag on and on and on. And at one point, Radio Nova from Dublin were playing them on medium wave as well. Good grief, yeah, medium wave. And I thought, good grief, I wish they would stop playing that crap. And all these master mixes and things like that. But it was a big thing back then in the 80s. And that one, from the early 80s, might even be from the late 70s. Sheila B. Devotion and Spacer on Shortwave Radio WMR. A track which we played during the early days of WMR. With our station founder, Dave Anderson. And you never know, Dave might be popping into the studio. Or at least come on the old blower and say hello. Anyone who feels they've got anything to... any input for our WMR programmes, or new current programmes, do feel free to get in touch with us. And who knows, if you have something to say, we can always phone you up and put you on the air when we're recording the programmes. Now that would make life interesting, wouldn't it? Still no sign of old Mike James coming along to the studio to do his funky stuff. I was supposed to be catching up with Mike on Friday night past. on the 5th of September, but between one thing and another, I didn't get out to see Mike. So I don't know if he was at the same bash that I was supposed to be going to. I never made it. Not to say Mike never. You're listening to Weekend Music Radio on shortwave, probably around 6400. And into the studio is coming Jim. Jim from the good ship Venus. I can see him walking down the studio path. And here he comes, rumbling into the studio. He's going to get bitten by the big dog. Oh, here's the dog biting him and everything. Oh dear, we're going to have to shut the microphone off, play a record, and then we'll get back to you. Here's Al Stewart and Lord Grenville on shortwave radio, WMR.
Come tell Lord Grenville that the tide is on the turn. It's time to haul the anchor up and leave the land astern. We'll be gone before the dawn returns, like voices on the wind. Gone tell Lord Grenville that our dreams have run aground. There's nothing here to keep us in this shanty town. None of us are caring where we're bound, like voices on the wind. And come the day you'll hear them saying they're throwing it all away. Nothing more to say, just throwing it all away. The captain's log and tear the pages out. We're on our way to nowhere now. Can't bring the helm about. None of us are left in any doubt. We won't be back again. Send a message to the fleet. They'll search for us in vain. We won't be there among the reaches of the Spanish Main. Tell the ones we left home not to wait. Won't be back again. Won't be back again. Won't be back again.
classic music from that absolutely amazing album, The Year of the Cat. Al Stewart and Lord Grenville here on Shortwave Radio WMR. In the studio, we have Jim from Radio GSV. Jim, on microphone number two. How's it going, old chap?
Hello, old boy. Just popped in from Studio B to the tip, Studio A, and got attacked by a wee dog.
Do you think it's do you think it could do with a wee bit of a clean up here in the studio, Jim?
A wee cleaner, and off it could get chucked out.
Could do with a skip. Anyone that's got a source for skips, get in touch with us, info at wmrscotland.com. So, what have you got planned this weekend for the programming on the shortwave?
Well, it'd help if somebody come into Studio B and put the mixer and the microphone working, so I'm just stuck with music at the moment.
Oh yes, you're waiting on the engineer coming in with the wee desk, aren't you?
Well, as so I said, I can do all I can do with the transmitter and the antenna, but when it comes to the microphone and the mixer, I haven't a clue.
Hey, did you think it was a wee bit hard on the guys for greeting the face office just a couple of weeks ago when we had the low audio and a temporary mod transformer?
Nope, because to tell the truth, I was getting a wee bit pissed off myself. We knew we had the problem, but hopefully the problem's fixed.
We've built it up gradually over the last few weeks, and I think we've done pretty well, if you don't mind me saying so.
Well,
the antenna and all the TX equipment, etc. What do you think?
Well, it's not too bad, and I must say a big thank you to Terry from Little Feet Radio, who's been a big help with the signal reports, etc. And if the audio was sounding crap, Terry would tell me it was sounding crap. And also a big shout out to Pluto, who I think's out Maritime Mobile this weekend. So hopefully you can hear this when you're relaxing on the boat, Pluto.
Okay, but more music coming up on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, after this.
Tall tower on a very big hill.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Thank you.
I'm not convinced we're going to be able to carry on this over for dogs in the background here. Noisy dogs, I hasten to add. And by sheer quirk of fate, it's a Jack Russell that's in the background. Two Jack Russells in the one studio, I don't know. Weekend Music Radio playing the classic El Dumo from Ellis, Steve Ellis, from 1972. And before that, you heard Al Stewart and Lord Grenville from the superb classic Caroline album, You Love the Cat. On Weekend Music Radio, WMR on 6400 on the shortwave band. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, it's info@wmrscotland.com, info@wmrscotland.com. And on microphone number two, Jim's here. Jim, you've had quite a lot of reception reports from the last few weeks since we've been on the air. I think we're going to have to put Spike outside. It's just a bloody nuisance.
Yeah, plenty of reception reports, and I've got to say a big thanks to Terry in Newfoundland, who's been sending me a few clips, and also to it was actually in a ham station in Florida. I'm not one to mention his call, but he gave me a nice reception report. I think it was a fortnight ago, so it seems we're getting out, and it's good to get the audio nice and loud again, and no complaints this time.
Yeah, it sounded good. We had a wee breakdown last week, which was a bit strange. It broke down when I was in studio number two, didn't it? And God knows what happened to it, because all I did was really revalve the thing. And it seemed to be working anyway, but I revalved it anyway. And it's working better than it ever was.
Yep, we first started using the plugins with Winamp and using the various ones. It was either the Optimod or the Heavy French Audio, but when we first tried it, it sounded crap. But then the past couple of days, we were giving it a try. I didn't know it was on, to tell the truth. I switched Winamp on and I just noticed it down in the taskbar and it was on. And past few shows I've been putting out, I got really, really good audio reports. So, as I said to Jack, what's changed? Do we haven't a clue?
But it's certainly working now. Working good as well. And we did change something else as well. We changed the lump of coax on the antenna, and it's certainly tuning up a lot better as well. So,
A wee word about that. Anybody thinking about doing ham radio or even pirate radio, put your hand in your wallet and get the best, because the Scotsman in me got some cheap coax. It was only a couple of quid for a few hundred metres. And oh, God, you'd be better using a bootlace or something. It was terrible.
It would have broke your head, that.
No, you end up with it anyway.
Yeah, it's lying out there. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Use it for tying this dug up or something like that. Anyhow, I don't know what we've got in store for you today. There was a subject that we were discussing just off air a little while ago, just before you came into the studio. And for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. Something we were discussing on the typing, you know. It will come back to me. I thought that's a good subject for the programme today.
Remember, you've been asked to do a little history of WMR from start to the present day.
Aye, God, where do we start with that? Start off back in, way back in 1980, as probably 1979, the first transmission site that I was really at was a transmission site of Radio Mercury International, which was a shortwave pilot station run by the WMR founder, Dave Anderson. And we'd broadcast. It was the first time that we had tried to do a broadcast from the house of Mike James, Squeaky's house. And that was at the time, I mean, I'll tell you where it was now, because it was in the middle of Glasgow. a very unsuitable location, right in the middle of the town, you know, in the middle of the city. And Mike stayed at a railway line. This is a funny little story. He stayed close by a railway line. And they said, you could just stick an antenna across the railway line. There's no trains running on a Sunday. It was a Sunday morning where we're doing the programme, you know. And so it climbs the garden fence over into the railway line, and just like that, this train goes swooshing past, nearly killed us, you know. We thought, that'll be the end of that. So I think I remember there was a totally, utterly unsuitable antenna going from the front garden, through the front bedroom window, through the house, out the back bedroom window, and into the back garden. It didn't go over the roof, it went through the house. And it was being heard, but we were paranoid. We were just young lads at the time, about 17 or thereabouts. I think I'd be about 16 or thereabouts. Let's think, 1979. I don't know what age I'd be. A young fella, anyway.
32.
And we were getting medium wave images all up and down the street, and we were so panicky. You know, it was very close to Clyde and everything. I mean, these medium wave images just overload your set. We know that now. But at the time, we were paranoid, so we switched off. But it was being heard from Mike's house that time. That was one of the early failures, if you like. Although it was a success in some respects. But I remember that house that Mike used to be in. Nice place it was as well. I seem to remember his folks were having a party that weekend, and they were all drunks lying everywhere that weekend. It was quite fun.
Well, I'll give you my first taste, and before he starts panicking, I'm not going to mention the station, but I was speaking with my brother, Golf Mike 42, Tony, on the radio one day, and we were tuning about around the 48 metre band. And lo and behold, we heard this Scottish station, and it was absolutely cracking in, and I could only think it was very, very close to me. And could I think who it was? But it turned out to be none other than Jack. And my God, that must be, what, 20-odd year ago?
It's a good while ago.
And I don't know if he's sending out QSL cards at the moment, but I'm still waiting a QSL card, even after about 20 years.
Good grief, yeah. That was fun. That was the time when we had 48 and 41 going out on the shortwave. 48 and 41 metres. Quite amazing. Some good photographs of that as well. Those were the days. Anyhow, going to get stuck in about the music here. I think we were going to play you a bit of Thunder. We didn't play Thunder there. No, it was Ellis, Steve Ellis and El Dumo. That's what it was. So, what was that Steve Ellis? I think it was Steve Ellis from The Love Affair.
I was more interested in what the dog was doing to my leg.
I know. I know. Hey, calm down, son. You talking? No. See? How many rabbits did you get?
That could be your new jingle.
Aye. Remember Tony Blackburn used to have the dog in the studio? He used to call it Arnold. Arnold, say good morning. Well, it was all the same recording, like, obviously. But, yeah, Arnold, that was the dog's name. Anyhow, more music on WMR, this time from Thunder. By the way, Jim might tell you a wee bit more about his visit to the farmers from Holland. Yeah, that was some experience for you. Good grief, yeah.
But you're
is called Thunder. Give me some love in the old Spencer Davis song on shortwave radio WMR. Weekend Music Radio, now into God knows what, about 35th year in international radio. And I'm Jack, I've been here for all those 35 years. Mike James, he's been here for most of them. And the founder, Dave Anderson, who doesn't live in Scotland anymore, but Dave sometimes pops into the studio if he's in the vicinity. And of course, I'm still in touch via the old email. So I'm not too sure if Dave's aware of or returned to the airwaves or not, but I'm sure they will be very, very soon anyway.
Here old GSV radio, only about a month old.
Aye. So roughly how many reception reports have you had in that that month or so?
Oof. There must be over 50, 60 of them now.
Have you? Aye.
I'm getting at least 2-3 a day. But there's a... Well, there's always a but. I'm not really too bothered about them, but it's the...
I know what you're going to say here, actually.
I understand if someone's got a lot of QR at Mexico at their home location and they've got to go into an online receiver, but
yeah,
sending
you've been sending QSL cards for online reception reports for online receivers.
But I have been marking on the cards.
Oh yeah, 100% mark on the card.
Received
exactly. What's that, 20?
20 or...
20 SDR, for example.
Yeah, I always mark on the card that it's coming via them and not their own. I don't really care, but personally, I don't see the point, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, I'm the same. But I can understand somebody with a lot of QRM. Mike, the aforementioned Squeaky Mike, his location, he lives in a beautiful coastal area of Scotland. And see the QRM that he has from the flats for the Hoosies Roon About Him. It's unbelievable. I've never heard this noisy in an area. I mean, you'd be struggling to listen to the local ILR, for example, at his location. It's so bad on medium wave and shortwave, of course, as well. Anything AM, it's shocking. Unbelievable. I don't know what it's coming off of. Probably the internet fed. It's all new flats, you know, and...
Well, you seen that the other day there when we were down testing the audio with the portable radio. You heard the buzz.
Aye.
Outside the shack, but where the antenna is, it's, oh God, it's lovely and clean, isn't it?
It's lovely. Fantastic area. Yep. You've done very well with that antenna, Jim. Absolutely. First class. Are we okay to discuss a former holiday that you had over in you know why I discuss that?
I don't think they're actually on air anymore.
They're not really on air anymore, no.
I was over at my brother's, Tony's, in Holland, and he took me along and I met the farmers, and they were showing me about their antennas and their transmitters, and they were showing me what they were putting in the generators. And lo and behold, at dinner time, that's what I ended up drinking. Oh, dear God almighty. Oh, this stuff, it burnt the mouth off you, and I had about 3 glasses, and I was flat on my back, and I was gibbering a lot of rubbish. Oh, dear, 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 dear.
Was you singing the buns, was you?
I don't. They locked me in the room, and I had to do half a show. I think someone's actually recorded it, but oh, dear God, what I was saying, I don't remember.
My God, amazing, amazing. The farmers from Holland used to stick out an amazing signal here in the UK on around 6300, 6295, that sort of area of the band on a Sunday. And you used to hear them all singing away and rolling away as if they were having a high old time to themselves. So, I remember that. And do you know their name? Before they became the farmers from Holland, they used to call themselves Radio Horizon. And then they changed their name to the Farmers from Holland, which was, I thought that was quite a cool name, to be honest with you. I really did.
Well, I'd never been so drunk and so little in all my life. Oh, fire water.
Aye.
wasn't the word. How those guys could, they were drinking it for their breakfast. Oh, dear God. Crazy.
I'm not too sure. I'm sure I read this somewhere that there used to be a pilot in Holland called Radio Dutch Boy. years ago, and I heard that. It used to be on shortwave. And I think he became one of the farmers from Holland as well. That's a wee bit of history for you. Lady of Dutch Boy, one of the farmers. I think they run into a wee bit of trouble, didn't they? But won't talk about that. Instead, we're going to play some more music here.
Before you put that, I notice you're hovering about the music there, but you probably are, Terry. I just want a wee favour. Terry from Little Feet, that is. You can tell me on Ian's pirate chat or not, but the audio here, I want to know if I sound different in what I do on the 45 metre band or not. I'm quite curious to know the difference.
There we go. Okie dokie. More music here on Weekend Music Radio from Sad Cafe.
The greatest rock songs of all time. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Sick of laying up in this bed. You know I've been laid up 2 days or more. It's my head. And the TV's always on by my side. I can't get enough to turn it on. Not even if I try. Not even if I try. For some strange reason I got out of my bed. Walked across the room. Looked in the mirror. What did I see? I saw the devil. He was looking at me. Been 3,000 miles or more, and I still ain't got too far. And the radio's always on by my side. I can't get enough to turn it up now, even if I try. For some strange reason, I pulled over to the side. I started thinking about you. Looked in my mirror. What did I see? I saw the devil creeping up on me.
Oh, yeah.
Sun Cafe, taking off the album Facades from 1981, I do believe. My Oh My on shortwave radio WMR. Right across Europe on shortwave and also on the World Wide Web. We really are going to have to get our finger out and update the WMRScotland.com website. But do get in touch with us through that website. You feel free. It's info@WMRScotland.com. And in the studio, we've got the studio dog. And we've also got Jim from the radio GSV, the good ship Venus, who's in microphone number two without the echo. I don't think you like my old smelly 60s sounding echo, Jim, do you?
No, to tell the truth, it sounds like, you know, those cheap CB echo mics.
Oh, that zings. Jinx.
That's what I was...
I've got to tell you, who was I listening to? Was it Radio Galaxy I heard a couple of weeks ago? An English pilot?
Or, that was too loud.
That was like as if he was in a kludgy. It was bloody terrible, if truth be told.
Just like your 10-minute test last week.
that was an embarrassment. I'm glad you caught that, Jim, because that would have sounded terrible. I sent Jim a test with different settings in the microphone, and when he played the first... like 30 seconds, I thought, oh my, oh Christ, yeah. get that off quick. And luckily, he thought the same thing. So, whew, that was good. That was very good news, because it was bloody terrible, if truth be told. Now, I was going to talk about the old days. Jim was saying, why don't you tell them stories about what you used to do when you were broadcasting years ago? I remember the time we were, when was this? This would be in the mid-80s. So WMR would be in its infancy, really, five or six years old. About 1986, 86 maybe, or 87 at a push. And we were doing some... I'll tell you when it was. The dates come into my head. It was 1985. And the studio... through the back there, that was a new studio, that was a new shed that was built, that was a sort of new build, and we decided to have a bit of a drink in the pub and then come over here with a few cans and christen the place, you know, a studio warming party if you like. And I had already had the transmitter tuned up to medium wave, 1611 kilohertz, and I had this rig tuned up to 1611. It was that rig that you had to start with, Jim, the first rig, and I had that going at 1611, never doing anything particularly fancy. Got round about the village here, round about the town, and that was about it. And a good night, you get to your town, that sort of thing, you know, pretty poor. And out the blue, this is about 2, 3 in the morning, it was on until, you know, after the pub, and then it was just carrying on, and it was a lot of noise and a lot of hooking and shouting and singing and everything going on. Drunken men in the studio and lasses and everything, it was crazy. And we got a reception report from Glasgow, and this guy was listening on 1611 medium wave, and program details were things like man yodeling into microphone, drinking, laughing, singing, all that sort of stuff. And his name is Peter Manson, actually, and I've been in touch with Peter in recent years, and he still remembers those late night medium wave broadcasts. It's been a long time since we've even tried that. That's what I was going to mention.
I've got one for you too. I'm just going to watch your face to see if you remember it or not.
All right.
There was a certain station, I think it was in Band 2, was it? Round about 105 or something.
Right.
I switched on one evening, I was just tuning around, and lo and behold, I heard a live talk-in with some taxi drivers.
If
someone remembers that.
Was that Kenny Drunk as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh dear, 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 aye, there was one or two lives. We had a special way of doing lives. This is going back about 20 years when we used to do this regular FM service. And we had a fantastic way of doing a live. We had two transmitters on the go. Say they were in 105 and 107. They weren't, but they were just pretend for the sake of it. And we had the far away transmitter on, say, 107, and the closer one on 105. But we used to put on a link. We used to play a tape from the far away transmitter to try and pretend we were coming from the town in the distance at the far away transmitter. I don't know if it ever worked or not, but I remember the time we tried to go live, and we reversed the whole thing by broadcasting a signal on the same 107 frequency, and the 105 transmitter picked up the 107 normally anyway, but instead of doing that, it was picking up the signal from the studio because it was closer to the 105 rig, and then we had to go to the 107 rig and tune to 105 to reverse the whole thing. It was quite complicated, but there was a point in the middle where the two transmitters operating in the same frequency, it was just like a bump in the road, you know. You never noticed that the thing was changing. It was amazing. Fantastic. Great days. Great halcyon days, as they sometimes say. But what I was going to discuss was the transmitter we're using today was a transmitter that I was trying to get going for WNKR maybe 5 years ago or something. Maybe it was a wee bit less than 5 years. I'm not too sure. But it sat in here. They were looking for the medium wave transmitter. I said, I'll try and get one of the shortwave rigs going on medium wave for you. So tried and tried and messed about with this, messed about with that. I never managed to get it going in medium wave. Got the oscillator running okay. And I think we managed to get the frequency, a decent power out in about 2 megs somewhere. But when it came to the lower frequencies, trying to get medium wave, it just never worked. We tried loads of different coils, tuning caps, all that sort of stuff. And nothing ever worked. And we set fire to RF chokes and God knows what all, and at the end of the day we just ended up giving up and throwing it to the side. And that's the first time that rig has been in operation, this current rig that you're listening to today here on the shortwave. That's the first time it's been active for I don't know how many years. I have no idea, quite a number of years anyway, since those days trying to get it working on medium wave. So
and it's working perfectly. Right, Jack.
Yeah,
I'm going to butt in because my wife's up at her friend's having a wee dram and I'm going up to join her.
Are you going for the wee whiskey, Sonny?
Yep.
Yeah, very
so
good, very good.
You may be hearing me singing in Studio B tonight, so just keep me back for the transmitter. Right, Jimmy here, live on WMR for a change, and I'm going to play some David Bowie with Ashes to Ashes, and I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Jack Russell. So we'll catch you back on GSV probably tomorrow if I'm sober enough.
again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. No smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I've never did anything out of the blue. Whoa. Wanna next to break the ice. Wanna come down right now.
Ashes to ashes.
David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. And thanks very much to Jim for his guest spot here on the WMR programme today, this early September 2014. It's always good to be back on the airwaves once again, and we're back today. This I don't know if we'll be on a few times during the week as well, so let's hope so. We've been on this weekend already with the first part of the programme with the Alan I feature and Don Allen, Daffy Don Allen. So who knows what we're going to feature for the second half of the programme. It is also around 25 years, or thereabouts, is it not, since Atlantic 252 started up test transmissions. 1989. I think that would be 25 years ago. Let's think about that. Yeah, it is. So how about having some test transmissions from Atlantic 252 just to bring back those marvellous memories? Yeah. Or what else could we have? We'll think of something to give you some air checks of here on Weekend Music Radio, WMR. Or should we still concentrate on the 70s Dutch scene like Al and I? How about trying to find the recordings of Tony Allen sailing across the North Sea and broadcasting as he went on the Mi Amigo in August 1974. How about that? 40 years ago this year, this week. Actually, this stuff's supposed to have been on the air last weekend, but last weekend was a bit of a non-starter here at the station. We were far too busy and get bogged down with one thing and another, and we were not able to do any programming whatsoever. But you had Radio GSV, so that was all good stuff, I guess. No music here for the time being from Linda Ronstadt and Tumbling Dice on Shortwave Radio WMR.
Baby, I go crazy.
Wonder Ron Stant, of course, starting off the this section of the programme. Linda Ronstadt, Tumbling Dice. Linda Ronstadt was partly to blame for the formation of the Eagles many years ago, eh? Remember that? Some good documentaries going around BBC Four these days. Don't know if you've saw the Eagles one. Good grief, yeah, that's a classic one, that the Eagles story, the history of the Eagles, I beg your pardon. I'm going to have to clean this fader a wee bit. Anyhow, a Scottish band called Gallagher and Lyle.
I watch the distant lights go down the runway, disappear into the evening sky. Oh, you know I'm with you on your journey, never could say goodbye. And you awaken in another country, skies, leaving me to face another Monday. It's not easy to get by. It's not the place you're going to, it's just the phase you're going through. No, I won't stop you, I don't want you to break away.
To do some more of our Scottish band features. I remember Mike James doing quite a number of these features at one time when we were on the air on a sort of weekly basis, until he fell off the edge and hurt his leg. But that's another story. Yeah, sorry Mike if you're listening to the programme today. Just a joke on your expense. Well, that'll learn you for not being back at the studio doing your recording, old chap, because we're doing very well here again on the shortwave band, around 6400 hopefully today, or possibly around 6850, or maybe even 6955, or perhaps in the middle of the 48 metre band. It all depends. And Jim, you see, Jim has just left his studio and he's away to get off and get two or three pints down him, so I can't say I blame him for that.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns.
Weekend Music Radio is Jutlands beste internationale Radiostation.
Broadcasting to the universe.
W-N-R.
hear them talk.
There's always been Ethel. Jacob, wake up, you got to tidy your room now. And then Mr. Lewis, isn't it time that he was out on his own?
Just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Einfach überall zu hören. Von York bis New York, von Wiesbaden bis Vladivostok, von Madrid bis Moskau. Hier ist Weekend Music Radio, Schottland.
name is Linda Lou. She told me she loved me, but I know it ain't true. Put on your Madison shoes. Put on your Madison blue shoes. I got the Madison blues. Now put on your Madison blue shoes. Oh your Madison shoes. We're doing a thing we call the Madison blues. We do the Madison blues. We do the Madison blues. We do the Madison blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
Good and the Destroyers and Madison Blues on shortwave radio WMR all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. Weekend music radio on your shortwave dial like we have been for a long, long time now. 35 years in international broadcasting, starting off in 1980. And somebody was asking about the history of WMR. Perhaps in recent times, perhaps the best times for WMR was when we were on the air on a weekly basis, a very fantastic weekly schedule on two high power transmitters, one with about 500 watts and the other one with somewhere around a couple of hundred watts or thereabouts, whatever it was, not too sure. Can't remember now. Might have been 150 actually, the 3910 transmitter. But the 6 meg transmitter was about 500 watts and it sounded very, very good. That was around 2006 to 2008 or thereabouts. Perhaps we will refer to that as the golden years of WMR when we had this this weekly schedule. But for the time being, we are here on 6400 or thereabouts. We might be doing some more tests on different frequencies. Who knows? We may even try medium wave again, like we were just talking about in the earlier portion of the programme. But from me, Jack, I'm going to take a leave of you and let Jim play a wee bit of music or whatever it is he does, and who knows, there may be another feature to come. I just haven't decided what it is, whether we're going to play you some Atlantic 252 or whether we should play you some more Radio North Sea or perhaps some Radio Caroline from 1974. Let's see what we can find, and you'll hear it just straight after we hear this jingle. What jingle, I hear you say?
The greatest rock songs of all time. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.